I have a young son who's a middle schooler, and he plays a lot of these online games where people are in the game, and they don't know who all is playing it, and a lot of the people are guys in their 20s and 30s, and then there'll be young kids, mostly boys, playing these games. And I read a story recently about how awkward it is where, let's say, some of the adults playing a game will be using foul language or whatever, and then somehow somebody will say, hey, you know, there's like a 10-year-old on this right now. And it's like, oops. And so there's a lot of stuff going on the internet where people of a variety of ages at different stages of life are in those games. And the internet presents so much content, a lot of which is not safe for a young child. And this has been a frustration of mine, having three children at different stages of life. We have been through interesting conversations at different times with my now adult daughter when she was younger. And to give you an idea how generations are compressed, she used to spend a lot of time on the internet when the big website to go to was MySpace. Remember that? A lot of people are like, MySpace, what's that? It was like, of its era, it was the Facebook of its era. Remember that Facebook? Someday, people may say, remember that thing called Facebook? Anyway, so teaching kids of various ages what things you've got to be aware of on the internet is a haphazard thing and difficult for us as parents. So there's a new educational campaign that has just launched, Be Internet Awesome. And it's a number of groups have gotten together with lessons designed for kids in my son's age range, 8 to 12, because roughly in the second to third grade, is when a lot of boys and girls have essentially unfettered access to the internet. Up to that point, parents tend to control more. They may have kids on like an Amazon tablet that has tight kids controls or whatever. But then sometime midway through elementary school, the kids start breaking loose and having a lot more internet access. So there's a lot of stuff that the kids, well, kids are not going to be prepared for and be naive about. And so the programs available as part of Be Internet Awesome is all about you making sure that your kids have the knowledge necessary to be aware of the pitfalls and problems that could come their way on the internet. There's also a new curriculum for teachers for starting this fall that's called the Digital Citizenship and Safety Course that is free. There's a game for kids that Google helped these organizations develop called Interland, Interland. And this game, hopefully in a fun way, teaches your kids about the ins and outs of being safe online. So we'll make sure in our show notes we give you good links for these things. But I wish that this, I'm looking at it right now, and it's a very, very easy to use resource, Interland is, and we'll have the links for you. There's also the click in the upper right-hand corner with the resources available to teachers and to family life pastors at churches to be able to run courses for the kids, the younger kids in the congregation, to teach them good internet practices. And I don't know exactly how to broach this subject, but parents, you also have to be aware that sometime in middle school, kids, particularly boys, are going to start discovering adult content, whether by accident or because a friend will show them something. And I know it's a conversation you'd rather avoid with your kids, but avoidance is not a good idea. Don't look the other way as a parent. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.